This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, New Mexico presentations at Alliance for Nuclear Accountability meeting. There will be two opportunities for the public to attend the fall meeting of the National Network of the Alliance for Nuclear Accountability next week in Santa Fe and to hear presentations about nuclear issues in New Mexico. The presentations will span the nuclear cycle from uranium mining to nuclear weapons manufacturing to waste disposal. They will be held at the Ghost Ranch Plaza, Resolana. On Thursday, October 22nd at 7 p.m., representatives from New Mexico non-governmental organizations will talk about the work of the organizations to address the nuclear weapons industry at Los Alamos and Sandia National Laboratories and the resulting environmental and public health consequences. Presenters include Marian Naranjo and Robert Chavez of Honor Our Pueblo Existence, Sherry Kotowski of the Embudo Valley Environmental Monitoring Group, Harold Trujillo of the New Mexico Acequia Association, Joni Ahrens of CCNS, and Jay Coughlin, Scott Kovac, and Kathy Sullivan of Nuclear Watch New Mexico. On Saturday, October 24th at 9 a.m., Manny Pino from Acomo Pueblo will talk about the consequences of uranium mining and milling in New Mexico and the impacts on indigenous communities around the world. The Alliance for Nuclear Accountability is the only national organization watchdogging the U.S. nuclear weapons complex through the combined analysis of weapons policy and environmental laws. ANA member groups are based in communities most immediately affected by U.S. nuclear weapons policy and by environmental contamination. ANA has effectively worked to expose the operations of the U.S. DOE to close polluting, obsolete, and unsafe facilities, and to stop nuclear weapons testing as well as the construction of many new bomb production plants. ANA has had major impacts on many local site-related decisions, such as at the Fernald site in Ohio, the Rocky Flats site in Colorado, and at the Nevada test site. Susan Gordon, ANA Executive Director, explained, quote, "One of the reasons is that ANA has helped to change the way that issues are framed. Rather than allowing the DOE and others to define problems as purely local, ANA has exposed them as part of larger issues. Activists look for solutions that do not shift the burden of risks onto others," end quote. The New Mexico member groups of ANA are CCNS, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, and Southwest Research and Information Center. Marian Naranjo, director of Honor Our Pueblo Existence, said, quote, "The knowledge of the power of splitting the atom, created in a place that is sacred to Pueblo peoples, has gone full circle. This knowledge has traveled the earth. The power has been acknowledged. It has been revealed that all that benefits the continuance of life for mankind should be kept, and all that continues the destruction of mankind should end. Now, we must bury this knowledge and call it sacred," end quote. Please plan on attending these informative presentations. For more information, please call ANA at 473-1670. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a donation, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.